Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. You probably heard my interview with Lance Wallnau about the article that he did in Charisma Magazine about Donald Trump being Cyrus. But you're going to want to stay tuned and hear kind of the rest of the story because there's a lot more to be found out about this election.
Imagine if your church had a fully integrated mobile app that streamlines the tithing and giving process for your congregants, that includes a robust management system that has the ability to replace your time-consuming newsletters, and is designed to put money into the church instead of creating another expense. Well, it's now a reality. After years of development, Faith Media bridges the gap with one simple mobile app and online platform for church leaders to create a digital community and resource center at no cost to the church or its members. In fact, through their revenue sharing program, they help fund the kingdom. Stop wasting your valuable time, energy, and resources looking for multiple solutions. Faith Media Center brings it all together. One app, one website, one solution. To schedule a free, no-obligation demonstration, call 949-637-8828. Again, that's 949-637-8828, or visit their website at www.faithmediacenter.com.
Welcome back. And Lance, you and I were talking after the other podcast, and it was so good, I wanted to keep going on. And there's so much that needs to be analyzed. And just share with me some of these things about polls and votes and people making up their minds, because I think that you have some real insight. You're spiritual, but you're also a secular consultant and a businessman. So you have very interesting insights that a lot of people don't have.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that. The fact is, we're looking at these really tight polls, and what the polls are showing us, and the most recent one today is that Hillary has maybe a 2.3-point advantage over Trump going to the debates, and these things kind of wobble around a little bit. The reality is, I don't know if you remember this, but it's in your article in Charisma that I wrote, Trump is a prophetic businessman, and I believe that he's got a prophetic anointing for politics, because he described Brussels, Belgium, as being totally different than the country it was when he last was there. He made this statement 10 days before a terrorism incident happened with like a dozen people killed, and he was getting taken apart by the media for having the indelicacy to slander another country and talk about how it's gone backwards, and then the terror incident happened. He also predicted while he was in Scotland that the Brexit vote was going to break in terms of separating out of the Union. It was not on the radar in terms of liberal media, not in Europe. They didn't think it was going to happen. Trump sensed it. And what you and I are talking about is the people that are being polled right now that are tight, the 56 to 57, you know, there's 2-point differential. The people that are not being polled are the people that might show up at this election and push this thing over the edge for Trump, because it's the same as the Brexit vote. People don't necessarily want to suffer the social backlash of letting people know their opinion, because the left has done such an extraordinary job of labeling Trump's basket of deplorables as Islamophobic, homophobic, xenophobic. The average person doesn't want to, you know, but they'll go into the voting booth and do what they did in Britain. They'll keep their mouth shut on the polls, and then they'll vote and reveal their thoughts. And that's the percentage that's going to make the difference in this election. The people that show up as first-time voters that have never voted before, and those that aren't responding to traditional voting questions because they don't want their opinions to cost them social backlash.
And look at the enthusiasm factor. Trump is having huge crowds, and Hillary is getting relatively small crowds, isn't she?
Oh, no, she doesn't have crowds, and she's canceling events left and right. So the speculation, the money right now in the secular community with conservatives is, what will she be like with 90 minutes of sustained bombardment in the debates? Because they won't be able to take a break. And one of the debates that they had earlier in the Democratic primary, she took off for 10 minutes and was missing, and they had to mark time until she returned. And there was no explanation as to what happened. So if there is something going on that the public doesn't know about in terms of stamina or ability, it's quite possible in the course of these debates that something will surface that wasn't expected. And so that's what a lot of people are wondering. Is there going to be an unveiling of an incident that's going to happen that was unanticipated because God is really involved with what's happening right now? And I think if there was ever a time when the chariot wheels of Pharaoh come off, I think now we ought to be praying that God speeds his path for his purposes, because America cannot afford another 48 months of the destructive spiral that it's in right now.
You're right about that. I mean, just look in the last week about the shootings and the riots in Charlotte and the bombings up in New York City. How do you think this is going to affect the election?
Well, there's no doubt that the more instability exists in the country, the more people are going to be looking for change. You know, Bill Clinton made a very interesting statement, and most people missed it. When he was introducing his wife, his main mission at the Democratic convention was to present her as the ultimate get-it-done change agent, because Clinton knows politics. The guy is brilliant. And he says the election for the presidency is always about change. That's why Obama was about hope and change. And if we hadn't had the 2008 financial disaster, the history might have been a little different. But change is what people vote for. So when you see terrorism, when you see racial unrest, cops being shot, riots in the cities, when you see the dialogue between the black and white community as disconnected as it is, you don't think Hillary as a change agent, because she's been around as a staple for 20 years. You think this wild card might be the answer. So Trump is doubling down on the African-American vote. And this has got everybody scratching their heads, because 90% of the African-American community just will vote Democratic. It's a statistical reality. That's it. And yet Trump, for some reason, feels that he's got a rapport. I don't know if you've noticed this, but he's very much influenced by, Omarosa's a Christian, Daryl Scott's a Christian. The guys that are around him that are African-American supporters are all spirit-filled believers. And he actually feels an affinity with them, and his instincts are to go where the problem is and make his position clearer. To me, that's unprecedented for a Republican. Most Republicans write off the African-American community. They don't go for the vote. Trump's doubling down on it. It's the most absurd playbook a consultant could ever follow.
I saw the YouTube video where he went to a predominantly African-American church. I think the pastor's name was Jackson. He was in Detroit. And I thought he was brilliant. And the people responded very, very well. He spoke to the issues that they're concerned about. And, of course, they were Christians and concerned that the country's going in the wrong direction.
Well, did you see the end of that? Because CNN cut it off. Pastor Jackson took a prayer shawl that he had fasted and prayed over and draped it over Donald Trump's shoulders and told him, this is an anointed prayer shawl. And when you feel like the world's against you and you've got nobody with you and you put this on, you're going to sense the comfort of the Lord because I prayed over this and the anointing is on it. And Trump says to him, you know what? I feel better already. Now, nobody caught that, because it was edited out.
Well, I did see it because I saw the YouTube video instead of
good.
Whatever CNN covered. But I guess the point, as far as I'm concerned, Lance, is that there's all these kinds of dynamics going on and trying to make sense of it and kind of see what the trends are. But you've stuck your neck out and said that you believe that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, and you believe he is going to be elected. And we're sticking our necks out, too, to a certain extent. You know, I mean, we can't predict the future, but I believe that he's going to be the next president.
Yeah, and I'm reading prophecies all over the place from other people. And here's typically what happens. If they don't like Trump, they prophesy he won't be the next president, which is kind of interesting. If they don't get him, they don't see him in the future. They don't understand him at all. And I think there's something else about this. I have an anxiety about this election. I wish I could say to you, Donald Trump be the next president. I'm Jewish, you know, like 30% of my bloodline is actually Levite. One of the Levites in Israel is my ancestry. And I had this tendency, my wife calls it kvetching, and I kvetch, I get anxious over stuff, because what my concern is that Paul, on his way to Rome, said, sirs, I perceive this ship is going to suffer shipwreck with possible loss of life. And those on board the ship overruled him. My concern is that there is not enough clear solidarity from preachers, prophets, and Christians getting the believers to show up. because there's a strategy out on the left to suppress the evangelical vote. You've got guys like David Brooks in Wall Street Journal, a good Christian. I mean, he's not even paid to suppress the vote, and he's doing a job suppressing it because he says that both candidates are so flawed, Christians can't ethically vote for either of them. That narrative, if it isn't refuted vigorously by strong, anointed leaders, is going to be out there, and it's going to take the edge off of the enthusiastic turnout that happens, because there'll be a number of Christians that are under the narrative that Trump is a flawed candidate, morally or whatever, just like Hillary. And that's not the case. The man has been on a metamorphosis since the moment I met him. A total transformation track.
Well, you know, this interview is with you. It's not about me, but I did interview him on August 11th. I did not endorse him initially. I endorsed Ted Cruz, but the very day that Ted Cruz dropped out, I endorsed Donald Trump. And I was very interested to meet him. I found him to be very respectful. He seemed humble in terms of just how he approached things. Somebody else had an interview right before me, and so he took a little break and got himself a bottle of water. He asked me if he could give me a bottle of water. I mean, isn't that a courteous thing to do? I mean, it wasn't necessary. And I was actually surprised to see this side of him and then how he has spoken up about the so-called Johnson Amendment.
Yes.
That has really stifled Christian leaders from being involved with the political process. I mean, no other politician has even brought that up, and he figured it out on his own. Even though he's not a real churchgoer, he was raised by a Presbyterian mother, so he's got a Christian base. He seems to be respectful of the church. He seems to have a respect for God.
He's got an old school reverence for clergy. I mean, I was with him in the meeting when he said, "Look, let me be honest. While you men were pursuing a higher calling, I was out making money and building buildings."
I mean, that's humble in the way he said it. Doesn't that show a certain amount of humility?
Of course it does. I mean, I could promise you there's marketplace donors that are Christians that think of themselves more highly than Trump does. And here's the moment that told me everything. During one of the debates, while it's like the second or third debate, you might remember this awkward moment when the various candidates came out, stand behind the podiums, and Ben Carson was missing. And here's what happened backstage. And a friend of mine saw it and told me, and I said, "That's who Trump is." And Ben was standing there because he didn't hear his name called out. Christie walked past him. Rubio walked past him. Cruz walked past him. Donald Trump went up to him and said, "Ben, go ahead. They already called your name. Go ahead." And so Ben said, "Oh," and he walked out and took the first podium all the way on the right of the platform, and Trump went to the middle. So I got a call, and they said, "Listen, all the other guys let Ben stand there confused. Trump went up on a first-name basis and said, 'Ben, go ahead, they already called you.'" That's the kind of civility the businessman really brings to this dogfight.
Well, this is very interesting, and we could probably talk for a long time, but this was a very impromptu podcast just because you and I were talking about these things behind the scenes, and I thought, hey, my listeners would enjoy this. We're just trying to make sense of this. We're trying to understand what is happening in the culture. We're trying to understand what God is saying, and I just really appreciate the way that you have spoken up, and I believe that you're hearing from God, and I believe that people need to listen to what you're saying. So thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you, Stephen, and people need to read this. This is going to be one of the most interesting and powerful and insightful and timely editions of Charisma Magazine. Everybody needs to grab it.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.